Consumers, businesses, and localities are getting ready as New York State's plastic bag ban takes effect March 1st. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has released final regulations to implement the New York State Plastic Bag Waste Reduction Act, which goes into effect next month. DEC Chief of Staff Sean Mahar.
March 1st is the big day, and all New Yorkers should be prepared that starting that day, single-use plastic bags will not be allowed to be provided at certain retail outfits as defined in the legislation. We are going to be working over the coming months on a very robust education campaign. The education campaign is very much underway right now, but our goal is to make sure that there's a smooth transition for consumers and affected retailers with this ban. So we're going to continue that education effort. Enforcement will follow in the months ahead, but we want to give a period of transition so everyone can come into compliance here. But as of March 1st, single-use plastic bags are prohibited.
Democratic State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey of the 109th District has long championed the ban.
We have, in New York alone, been using 23 billion bags each year. So it's time to move away from plastic to do what we can for the environment. In the meantime, the regs have just come out, that the regulations, the final regulations from DEC. I wish they'd come out a little sooner, and I wish that we were doing more press on this. I myself am going to try to keep putting it out there to get folks ready. There is a little bit of concern from a number of environmentalist groups. There is a little wiggle room, if you will, on thickness of plastic. And we really just want to move away from plastic bags and move toward reusable bags, even if some of those may be made of recycled plastic content. But they are the reusable, and we want to make sure that we don't see stores gaining it, if you will, by just giving away thicker, slightly thicker plastic bags.
Fahey hopes people will become comfortable with reusable totes, negating the need for paper bags.
We're hoping nobody will have to pay a 5-cent fee. We want folks using reusable bags. So start stocking up now.
Albany Common Councilor Richard Conti says the ban will particularly affect his 6th Ward constituents.
I don't think people have thought about it. When I go to the grocery store, we go in with our reusable bags, but we often see people coming out with big carts full of plastic bags. So these are folks that have not thought about it, aren't thinking about it, don't do that, and they don't probably have a supply of reusable bags. It's going to be taking some getting used to. The other aspect of this, I mean, we keep on talking about it in terms of grocery stores and grocery bags, but its applicability is wider than that to, retail establishments. Any establishment that charges sales tax, so any like the retail stores, Macy's, Kohl's, all those big department stores, they need to also convert to some type of a reusable bag or non-plastic bag. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But I don't know to what extent people understand the wider applicability beyond just grocery stores that the ban has.
Mahar directs anyone uncertain about the ban to view specially prepared material available on the DEC website. There's a link at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.